Today is the appearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Vyas of Chaitanya Lila, the author of Chaitanya Bhagwat, which was initially Chaitanya Mangal, and of that Kaviraj Goswami playing on the title Chaitanya Mangal. And if you hear Chaitanya Mangal, everything that is amangal or inauspicious will vanish. And Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Thank you. That he only, if we think about these things carefully, can, and by the grace of the Guru Vargas, some appreciation come to us. But we can imagine, we don't feign devotion, but we can imagine for those who have devotion, and devotion of the highest quality, that to experience separation, Jamuna Ji. Jamuna has become the biggest preacher in our center. Facilitator, connector. Gaurang says, convert yourself into a proper medium, and that we will speak about. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's a medium of divine expression. Told when I was in the house of Malini and Leela Shakti, and what was that city you used to live? Novosibirsk. It was like minus 30 or 40, or felt like it. And snow, ice everywhere. And I thought of superconductors, superconductivity. When negativity approaches absolute zero, sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj equates negativity and humility. We're somewhat under the influence of New Age thinking to think that, think positive and that'll generate positive. Be positive and you'll get a positive response from the environment. And always decrying negativity as being something, low self-esteem, which is anathema for humanists. But we can't make spiritual progress if we are haunted continually by the ghosts of stereotype. Negativity also has its value. If we look to our friends in science, and they're talking about current, positive and negative, how things work, it definitely has its place and its value. Guru Maharaj describes Krishna predominating moiety. Srimati Radharani as predominated. Right? Supreme worship, worshipable, and the supreme worshiper. One thing you can understand, there are many insects who have come in their final moments to have a brush with the Nirguna plane, so we can respect that. The poet Magha and the Shishupal Vyad, Guru Maharaj quotes him as saying, as present, our present position particularly in Krishna consciousness, is indicative of a bright future, it also indicates some nirguna connection in the past. So it can come in mysterious ways. So Kaviraj Goswami, the author, we say he's the author of Chaitanya Charitamritam. He says he is not. That Madan Mohan is dictating to him. And that Madan Mohan, interestingly, so the deity of himself, he says, my Kula Adi Devata. And also for Raghunath Das and Sanatan. So now I have to rethink carefully about what happened in Puri, because we were introduced to this Madan Mohan deity in connection with Raghunath Das Goswami. It's the only deity in Puri where the servitors of Jagannath bring bhog to the deity. The Saptarshis appeared there millions and millions of years ago. Anyway, so here I found the reference to connecting Raghunath Das Goswami also to Madan Mohan. Because generally we're thinking Giriraj, Gandharvika Giridhari. But that Kaviraj Goswami says, Jagai Madhai Hoite Murise Papishta, Purise Rakita Hoite Murise Lagishta. He's decrying his own position. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, lower than the worm in the stool. If you, hear my name, you lose all your prious credits. If you vibrate my name, you're going to hell. These type of things. But what's passing through me and being expressed at Chaitanya Charitamritam, the Shesh Leela, particularly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's nothing higher than this. That's my guarantee. There's nothing higher than that. So, this means this type of expression is not low self-esteem. It's the natural outcome of the perceived proximity to greatness, infinite greatness. That's why he's expressing such things. So as the superconductor ceramic, as it approaches absolute zero, it has zero resistance to current and achieves superconductivity. So these devotee conduits, instruments, Nimittam Matram Bhavasavya Sachin, as they are approaching absolute zero in the depth of their humility on account of their the height and depth of their positive penetration into the upper world and the depths of Krishna conception. Gurumar says, diving deep into reality, according to the capacity of the swimmers, like the pearl divers of long ago. They, by their own breath, they go down. So by their own adhikar capacity, they can achieve a certain depth. Or as Vrindavan Das himself says, like a bird flying in infinite sky. That humility, that zero resistance to divine current, atma samarpan, as we learned recently from Prahlad Maharaj and Sridhar Swami, ado arpita paschad kriyeta, that beginning, middle, and end, an offering to Krishna. So when Kaviraj Goswami is informing the readers how it is he came to present Chaitanya Charitamritam, he's giving full recognition and glorification to Vrindavan Das Thakur. and saying, actually, without his mercy, none of this would be possible. So from that, on the basis of that criteria, we can say Chaitanya Charitamritam is also his mercy, according to Kaviraj Goswami. Saying because, as Guru Maharaj told, Vyas is a title. That's why you have Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas and other Vyas. As he once told me with regard to the books of Guardian Devotion Press, he said, what I spoke in a random way, you gathered and collected samas, he said, but then vyas, you structured it in presentation. That's what it means to, and bistar, to scale it, to send it out, to extend it to others. As Guru Maharaj reminds us, actually, the highest form of sadhana is kirtan. That's his opinion. The highest form of sadhana is kirtan, and the one that draws the greatest remuneration. So what to speak of the writers of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamritam. So the Kaviraj Goswami is saying that he refers to Vrindavanas as the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. As Vyas was there, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas for Krishna Leela, Vrindavan Das Thakur for Mahaprabhu's pastimes, even though there were other works, right? And his book originally called Chaitanya Mangal and later Chaitanya Bhagavat. And that Guru Maharaj mentions that Vrindavan Das, we always give credit to Narayani Devi. Right. Saraswati Thakur says in one purport, the father is not mentioned because it's not significant. But Guru Maharaj says he was an atheist even. Right. But Narayani is mentioned, the Gauragona Desha Deepika of Kavi Karnapur, the Gopi Ambika in Vrindavan had one daughter, Kalimbika, who is Narayani and Chaitanya Leela, and that Ambika is a great cook and always offering nice things to Krishna. Anyway, in this life, in this pastime, Narayani, as a girl, she's given Uchista from Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's direct remnants. And later in life, she gives birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who Guru Maharaj mentioned, last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, he's mourning and lamenting because when he achieves maturity, Mahaprabhu has left the world, so many are going, and he's thinking, it was only a few days ago that all these pastimes were here. I can still see the places where the pastimes took place. But I missed it by a few days. And that's why I said initially, how this must be in the hearts of such devotees. That group, after Vrindavan Das, and Narayani's niece of Srivas Thakur, the next generation, and Srinivas Shamananda, Narottam, they have so much love for Mahaprabhu to appear just after he's left the world. How painful is that for them to endure such separation? But we're told, Bahye Bishajalahoy Bhitarayanandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. So the wonderfully astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem, and particularly separation, that externally one is suffering like anything, while internally relishing some peculiar, extraordinary nectarine substance. So, Vrindavan Das, he presents the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which Guru Maharaj described as more, he said, rasa without ontology. Whereas Chaitanya Charitamritam, you know, so much ontology. That's why there's so many Sanskrit slokas there. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the amount of Sanskrit verses, practically you could count on your hands, a few. Right? But he said, rasa without ontology, meaning it's really from his heart. And so much praise for Nityananda Prabhu, particularly. And he describes the childhood pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, Hadai Pandit, Padmavati, his mother, father, and just the wonderful, playful pastimes of Nityananda's childhood particularly, and later. So much glory there regarding Nityananda. The Vyas Puja. When they're having Vyas Puja, I find it amusing that they're like there's some similarity to the devotees when they're going to do that. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and who else is there? Chandrasekhar or Mukund, someone, one of them says, I'll get the book and we'll see how to do it. Like whatever the procedure, we'll have to get the book and follow that. And that's when Nityananda is refusing to read the book, and it's very sweet. And he takes the garlands, Mahaprabhu. It's the Avadhut. Now we've seen Avadhut Maharaj on his appearance day worship others. And perhaps in deference to that mood or sentiment. But yat kinchit triguma kikatamukam goste samastam hitat sarvananda mukunda doitam lilanukulam param. Bhagavanath Das Goswami showing respect to the insects and other living beings, and they are mukunda doita. They're dear to Krishna. Why? Lilanukul. They have a part to play in the pastimes. And I think I'm looking today for different things to glorify Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then I was reading one part of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, trying not to read it, actually. Because I thought, oh, if I read this, I can't stop. And then I won't get to the other things that, and I just kept reading, and I went, this pastime is so extraordinary, and he's the vehicle for delivery, that if we understand something about that, I think we'll understand something about him. And what I'm talking about particularly is the pastime where Mahaprabhu announces what Kaviraj Goswami calls Devi Bhav. He wants to put on a play, a performance, where he will become Shakti. He will take that position. Right? And it's told to Acharya Ratna Chandrasekhar to prepare all the paraphernalia. And Mahaprabhu telling the different devotees who will participate, and everyone's very excited. They're saying, this is going to be extraordinary. We're going to see Mahaprabhu take the part of Rukmini, fully appearing as Rukmini, to the point of where even those who grew up with him won't be able to recognize him. So everyone is so excited. But Mahaprabhu makes one qualification. He says, and one thing is, though, only those who are fully in control of their senses will be allowed to see the performance. So is everybody ready? And we're told, Advaita Charja Now he's crushed. Srivast Thakur, they're both, I won't be able to go. His Mahavishnu avatar, sometimes described as Shiva. And there's an interesting overlap there. In one place, Saraswati Thakur says, discuss the Mohini Murti pastime. That's his purport, recommendation. Discuss that section. What does he mean? That's where Shiva's bewildered by seeing Krishna exhibit a feminine form. So here, I won't be able to attend. Shiva, oh, I won't be able to attend. And Mahaprabhu says, Nimai Pandit, if you don't go, who can go? If the two of you can't go, then nobody's going to be there. And then, but seeing how earnest they are and sincere, they're not posing. Guru Maharaj reminds us, humility is not a posing. It's a genuine expression. They really feel that. And it's also there, and it's so beautiful. It shows the respect they have for Devi and all types of manifestation. And Vrindavan Das says in the end, that's part of why this pastime is there. Mahaprabhu wants everyone to respect all as aspects of his divine potency. Not only Ladini Shakti proper there, but even its shadow representations here. As we're told in Brahma Sangita, Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga, the shadow of Ladini Shakti as well. So then Mahaprabhu, seeing their utmost seriousness, is, all right, I'm going to give you a special exemption and the blessing that you'll be Mahayogeshwaras for the duration of the performance. And then we're told Advaita Acharya, he's dancing, and when he wants to know which part, how he should dress or what he should play, Mahaprabhu said, you can do whatever you like. You don't require. And the word uses vidusak, which in a proper play, like the plays of Rupa Goswami, why is this dying? Anyway. The plays of vidusak is a character who's usually there for comic relief, right? Who to make everyone smile, to amuse everyone, to provide some joy and entertainment. So anyway, everyone assembles at the house. All of the garments are obtained, and we're told it begins with Haridas Thakur, who's a policeman, some sort of a spiritual policeman carrying a nightstick, and he has a big handlebar mustache, and all the devotees are kind of smiling, and he's telling everyone, Jago, 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 that it's his duty to keep everyone awake and attentive. He's saying because there's going to be an extraordinary opportunity to receive Krishna Prem, and you should all like steal it. Loot. The word looti is very similar to the English word loot. Plunder it, steal it. You know, rob this, like, Tatralolim Mulamakulam Janmakoti Sukritarana Labyate. Take advantage of this opportunity and rob this divine substance. And so who appears next on the scene is Srivast Thakur in the role of Narada, which is very interesting because Srivast Thakur is Narada. So he's playing Narada. He's Malini's husband, right? sitting next to her is Sachi Devi. They're watching this, and Narada comes and they have a dialogue. And he said, "Oh, I just came from Vaikuntha and it's empty. I went to all the houses and nobody's home. I asked, what happened? They said, oh, the Lord of Vaikuntha, he's in Nadia." And all the devotees are smiling. And little Sachi Devi, she asks Malini, she says, "Is that Pandit?" Meaning Srivas Pandit. "Is that your Pandit?" He's like, "I think so." And he looks just like Narada. And she becomes so ecstatic that she faints, seeing just the beauty of all of this. Because we're told there, what's not that they were ever in external consciousness to begin with, but now they've entered this other world and the divine play of Mahaprabhu. And these are all super devotees, super ecstatic devotees. So, and interestingly, Nityananda Prabhu, he will accompany Mahaprabhu, and he is like Purnamasi Yogamaya. And Guru Maharaj would like this very much, because he got the divine inspiration in his heart that Yogamaya is Balaram's consort. So if he was going to play a feminine role, this is in line ontologically with Guru Maharaj's divine heart, which he mentioned was, by the way, was confirmed by Jiva Goswami. But so there, then Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit appears, and at this point, everyone is in tears and crying to see the beauty. He's appearing as Rukmini. And it's Rukmini on the verge of her, what do you call it? Swayambara, the day before the ceremony in which she will be betrothed. And so he, it's mentioned, even those who have known him their whole life can't recognize that it's Nimai Pandit, looks so perfectly like Rukmini. And we're told as he's lying, sitting, that tears are pouring down his eyes, her eyes, and they become like ink, his finger like a pen, and the earth is the paper. And he starts saying, Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te Nirvishakarna Virurai Haratonga Tapam Rupam Drisham Drishimatam Akilartalabam Twayachuta Bishati Pitchitram Apatrapamme. The famous seven verses where Rukmini is inviting Krishna to kidnap her, where she addresses him as Bhuvanasundar, the most beautiful thing in the world. And I find it of particular note of interest, as we told before, that there's only a few Sanskrit verses in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and this is found there. Say, now that I've heard about you, I understand you're the most beautiful thing in the world, and I understand why there's such a thing as hearing, the sense of hearing. We think, oh, it's an option to use your hearing for spiritual culture. Here we're being told, no, that's actually what the function is. To use your hearing for any other type of culture is madness. Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te nirvishakarna vivarai haratonga tapam. And hearing about you removes all suffering. So the root cause of all suffering is separation from Krishna. Whether it's mundane suffering or high-level spiritual heart hankering, it's all the same. Separation from Krishna is the cause. Hearing about him will bring relief to that. both types of suffering. Rupam drisham drishimatam akilartalabham. And seeing you, now I understand why there's sight and why one has eyes. Like the Samadhi slok in Gita, yam labdva chapram labham manyate nadikam tataha. When you've got this, you'll think, I've got everything. Akilartalabham. Because you have got everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam prabhartate iti matva majasama buddha bhava samanvita. So the devotees are now being flooded with Krishna prem. And Mahaprabhu, he starts seeing them with like motherly affection, it's told. And this causes them to express childlike affection toward him. And this is a particular note. We talk about the Gita and Gita interpretation. The sloka is given, Pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha. Vedam pavitram omkar riksama yajur evacha. But Pitaham asya jagato mata pita data pitamaha. He's the father, the mother, the grandfather, etc. The devotees notice that this whole evening of performance, suddenly the sun has risen. And they're all wailing with lamentation, meaning the end has come. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, they're so upset seeing the sun that actually their vision could burn the sun to ashes. Think of that. That their vision could turn the sun into ashes. That's how intense the feelings they are. And they're seeing in him, according to their different positions, some are thinking, is this not Lakshmi Devi risen from the ocean of nectar? Someone else, sometimes when Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy, he'll begin laughing wildly, and they'll think, oh, it's like Ma Kali or Durga Devi. They start seeing all aspects of his potencies. And someone says, or is this not the treasure of Vrindavan herself? That's how they refer to Srimati Radharani. The treasure, the wealth of Vrindavan itself. Is it not her before us? Seeing in so many different ways. Adya Shakti. And Saraswati Thakur commenting that part of the multi-purpose of the pastime is to the Lord wants that all of his potencies shall be respected. And it's mentioned there, they actually appear as the wives of the great devotees. Like we the other day, we were talking about Janava, Devi, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, and what is Birachandra Prabhu's mother's name? Vasudha. They're, and other wives of the great devotees, they're also potencies. So, anyway, the devotees can't tolerate that this night has come to an end. Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, looking at them with motherly affection, they're in a childlike position, and he starts breastfeeding all of them with some divine nectarine substance. And they're all happy. And then the pastime concludes. And then we're told, for 7 days, the house is glowing as if the sun, moon, and lightning were simultaneously present. So when those who were not part of that internal group would come to the house, people would say, "Have you noticed when you go over to Acharya Ratna's house, it's like hard to see?" And the devotees would just smile, but they wouldn't tell anyone what happened. But for 7 days, people had a hard time in the aftermath of the event, like a nuclear aftermath. The radiation from this pastime was so great, ordinary people couldn't see. Which is also, how shall I say, poetic justice or, some sort of a metaphor. So that, and Vrindavan Das Thakur praising Nityananda Prabhu's position in this pastime, praising Nitai Gaur, this is one of those places where he's saying they are so kind, so merciful. Like in the Amana Durmati Sangsara Bitore song, saying that, what is it? The line about Navadvipe Avatar, Sange Bhai Avaduta, how Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu have descended to liberate everyone. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, ecstatically praising Gaura Nityananda, says, after all of this, what they've done, Nityananda Prabhu, knocking on someone's door, rolling on their doorstep, begging them to Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam, Gauranga Naam. Said, if you don't appreciate this, or particularly if you don't appreciate the position of Nityananda Prabhu, because then I want to kick your face in. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, with my left foot, which is even more insulting. So then what about what we said at the beginning? Becoming a medium. What is he a medium for? He's supposed to be a medium for grace and mercy. So some sahajiyas will say, well, Kaviraj Goswami, he's so humble with his Jagai Madhai slok, but look at this Vrindavan Das, lacking that type of humility. Look at this arrogant. He's going to kick people in the face if they don't take the mercy of Gaura Nityananda. But Srila Saraswati Thakur comes to our aid saying, in this way, he's created another channel for the Lord's mercy. Just as if we see that a child, a misbehaving child, kicks somebody, and then they run back to their parents. Then the mother and father have to compensate for the misbehavior of the child and give themselves mercy graciously to that person. So he's saying for those who have no other channel, that Vrindavan Das kicking opened another channel for the grace of Gaura Nityananda to compensate for his apparent misbehavior. Gaura Nityananda will have to offer themselves to that person. Hare Krishna.